Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. And it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high. You'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude. Fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise. It's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for psychic Peter Marks, his friends, his family. And we want this to be the best year ever for all our friends and family and loyal listeners worldwide.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower, with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into JoyceBarryandFriends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is JoyceBarry.com. Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner, and then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever. What an exciting show today, folks. We have with us world-renowned psychic Peter Marks. He's a celebrity psychic. Today he reveals how he taps into his heart and soul to connect with those who want insights and information about their past, present, and future. Peter is simply the best. You will be fascinated to learn how Peter discovered he had very special gifts, and he will advise you about how you can tap into yours. This show is for those of you who believe in psychics, those who don't, and for those who really want to believe. Welcome to the show, my psychic, my friend, one of my favorite guests, Peter Marks.
Joyce, what an introduction. My God, I hope I can live up to the accolades and to
that introduction. I feel truly blessed to be part of the radio show today, and anticipating, I'm sure, your brilliant questions that you're going to be asking of me. And I look forward to, if we do take calls, to hearing from your listening audience and hopefully utilizing my guides to present the information that is needed.
Very good. Thank you for the assumption that my questions will be brilliant. That's an assumption, but I'll do the best I can for sure. I just want to say, in these stressful times with all the negative news out there, what can you share with us about America, about the country? What do you foresee in the future? There's just so much going on all fronts and all states around the world. What can we have to look forward to, Peter Marks?
All right, the first thing that I want to mention, and this is truly a belief that I have felt since I was a child. Growing up, I always realized, because I love to study the master minds of our society, the most enlightened individuals from the past. And I realized that collectively it is up to us as a international population. We have the ability, through disseminating love and disseminating positive thinking and thoughts of gratitude towards God. We live in very chaotic times, and we are witnessing on a daily basis horrific acts of terrorism, horrific acts of mutilation, and people, innocent people being slaughtered by people that I have realized are dealing with psychiatric clinical issues. And these individuals are on psychotropic medications, many of them, and many of them have not been treated. I feel collectively, and I want to say this, the United States is probably one of the most aggressive societies in the world. Unfortunately, it is very easy to obtain guns. It's very easy to obtain gun permits. I feel on a global level, this has to get stricter with giving people weapons that they are not able to handle properly. On a global level, I also want to say that without getting into anything personal, our administration has to change, and we need more respect in the United States. And on a global level, people have to start realizing we collectively have to come together as the masses to stop what is happening. And the first thing that I want to say today is for us maybe to take a couple of minutes every day and project peace and love from our originator, who is God. And I am praying every single day that this stops. And we are the only way to bring peace throughout the world. So I hope that in part answers your question.
Yes, and I just want to say words matter. People, words matter. The words you put out there get into the universe. So without getting into anything about our current administration, look at the rhetoric that is going on. Look at the words. These people that are committing these really hateful acts that are killing people in almost every case of recent days, when they entered synagogues, mosques, and churches, they were fans of this administration. So don't tell me there's no connection when that's who they follow. So having said that, and not belaboring it, because I know half the country is going to take an opposing viewpoint to that. Moving on, Peter, what is the prognosis for this show and for me? What would you like to share about that?
Well, Joyce, I do say this from a point of view of love. You are an extraordinary life coach. You're an extraordinary teacher. I know, listening to your program over the years, how you have influenced my life in a positive way. And also your audience that calls in to thank you every day for your brilliant answers, for your ability to tap into your spiritual and intuitive self. I only see the best things happening for you on a global level, you reaching a higher level of, I want to say, bringing people to a higher level of spiritual awakening, and I'm seeing really great things happening to you health-wise. I feel health will be ameliorated. I see peace coming. And I see really some of the most incredible minds and writers wanting to connect with you to be part of the Joyce Berry and Friends show.
Thank you for that, Peter Moss. And I see for you amazing things in your future as well. Books, stories, TV, more radio. You deserve the best. You are simply the best. So anything else you want to share with our audience before I get to my quote, and I quote you, my brilliant questions?
Yes, what I do want to say, and I have been thinking about this from the inception of the day that we talked about me doing an interview with you. I wanted everybody to know, everybody that is going to call in, if they do call in, we are all born with very special gifts from God. And God gives us gifts in specifically in different areas. You can be born a writer, you can be born an engineer, a doctor, whatever. Everybody on an intuitive level has the gift. How they choose to augment that gift, how they choose to use that gift, is more based on their own volition, meaning that if you truly want to connect with your intuitive self and you truly want to connect with God, there's a website that I have people connect with by a brilliant woman who has passed by, the name of Louise Hay, Dr. Wayne Dyer. All of these people that have not only studied it but have also implemented their teachings have become prophets and guides for us. I am unusual in the way that I accept my guides, and they know I accept their information, but we're all capable of doing what I do, and I know you have the ability because you have proven it over and over again to me.
Thank you, Peter, for your kind words. Okay, without further ado, my first question, why did you choose to be a psychic, or do you feel it shows you?
I did not choose to be a psychic. I remember at the inception when I first realized I had the ability, I really didn't want to use it. I decided that I wanted to be creative in other areas because at one point I was a TV producer. As time went on, Joyce, I could not fight it because my guides kept on coming to me, and I finally... Actually, I capitulated to it, and I decided I was going to help whomever came to me for guidance. So it was chosen for me. I did not choose it.
And how did you recognize them, that they were your guides? How did you discover who they were, not having tapped into it before?
They came to me, and they told me at the time that I was introduced that I would, that I was their student, that from a past life they chose to come to me to work with me. At that time, I mentioned their names to people that I knew, and people were telling me, oh, my God, the vibration of that name, I connect with it. It's making me feel so peaceful. You know when they come to you that they are with you because you have a sense of total love, you're engulfed in peace and harmony, and the everyday mundane world doesn't really bother you. So when you connect with your guides, you're going to feel as if the world has stood still, and that you have the answers, and you feel as if that you are totally loved, and that nothing else around you matters. And that's how you really know that you're connecting with your guides.
And how old were you at the time you first connected with these guides?
I was approximately 11 years old. I just turned a master birthday, because 11 is a master number. It's one of the highest vibrations in numerology and astrology. And at that age, my departed grandmother came to me, and my grandmother told me that my work at that time, I was going to be reading for people, and that she and the guides would assist me. At the time, Joyce, I did not want to tell anybody because I was afraid that I would be institutionalized.
Understood.
So it wasn't until I was a little older and I had more of a grasp on the information that I was receiving, because none of the information that came to me was about going out and hurting people, or none of the information that had to do with violence at all. It was based on total love.
And when you were introduced to your guides at the very beginning, was it this love that permeated through you that you knew there was something special happening?
Yes, I knew something was special was happening to me, because I started to release a lot of anxiety, a lot of fear that I had had, and the guides were coming to me in my sleep, and they were giving me information about people around me, and as I shared that information, I realized people were saying to me, Peter, I don't know where you're getting this information from, but it's 98 to 100% correct. And the more people were validating me, the more I felt, well, all right, I'm tapping into a knowledge. I'm tapping into universal wisdom. And the more I did it, and the more I was around people, and the more people were saying to me, oh, my God, I've got to share this with relatives and friends, I became more accustomed to the information that I was assimilating. And then when I was going to parties, when I got older, or I was connecting with people, they would say to me, I feel very comfortable around you. You're not judgmental. And I would sit there and tell them the information that was coming through. A lot of women were crying and a lot of men were crying. So I found at that particular time that the information and the knowledge was coming from past lives. Joyce, nobody was more amazed about what was happening than me. I was totally in a state. It felt very surreal to me, but I realized it was coming from God.
And you knew to be open to this information, because oftentimes when you heard it, you would verify it with people who would know or tap into it as well.
Absolutely. To give an example, I had several people that came to me with health issues. They didn't tell me what their health issues were. And when I intuitively went into the chakra, the energy system, I told them, I said, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a doctor. I cannot diagnose or prognosticate any health issues, which I won't. But I tell people, please go to your doctor, have this checked out. And the more information that came to me, they would go to the doctor and they would call me and they would say, Peter, I ascertained exactly what you had stated to me, and this is correct. The information was correct. I also, years ago, I'm no longer in contact with them, but I was doing readings out in Rockville Center, Long Island, and a woman came to me and she sat down And I knew from tuning into her that she was at the initial stages of ovarian cancer. She did not know. Her husband did not know. They went to a specialist a week later. It was diagnosed, and thank God, to this day, she is healthy and alive. And I was as amazed as they were that this information came to me.
Wow. How do you bring your guides in, Peter? How do you send for them or call them in? How do you do that?
I have learned through stirring my mind. What do I mean by that? I normally listen to meditative tapes or CDs, and I actually have CDs that deal with the conscious mind, and I still the conscious mind, and I allow the subconscious to come in, which is the genius part of our spiritual being. And once the conscious mind, the mortal mind, is stilled, I actually start to float. I feel my etheric spiritual body coming out of my physical body. And I actually kind of take a short trip, and I start to open up my chakra energy systems, and it flows like Niagara Falls. It just comes in, and I feel so at peace and uplifted. People that have natural gifts within meditation can just sit down and do it. It's taken me a while to do it. And during the week, you have people like Beverly Nadlon, who's a spiritual guru. Many people who can tap into it, they automatically go into this altered state of consciousness, and it comes to them very naturally.
So it's kind of like an out-of-body experience, what we would call an out-of-body experience. And does it come to you when you don't ask for it, like you're just there and it shows up, or do you always have to ask for it and then you go into this out-of-body state?
I at times ask for it. It takes me a couple of minutes to do it. There's other times where during the day, if something has happened to somebody I know, they will put me in a situation where I will get calm, and they will come to me, and they'll tell me to stop whatever I'm doing, and then they'll feed me the information.
And you referenced Beverly Nadler, of course. She's a regular on our show. She's our health guru, and she can advise you folks on what's good for your health, starting with listening to this show, and here it is in her words as to why.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And folks, we do ask that you partner up with us in having that happen. Simply go to Joyce Barry, BARRIE and friends.com, and you will see my picture on the upper left of the home page. And simply by going right under the picture, you'll see the word follow. Just by clicking on that, you will become one of the thousands of our loyal followers who know about our shows. If you can't be with us when we are live at 11 a.m. Eastern, we are worldwide. So if you can't be with us during that window of time, 24/7, you could go to our archives, arrow down, last one always on top, and you could see what resonates with you and simply click on that. You can send out the links. You could share the shows. You can download the shows as well. So do become a loyal follower, Joyce Barry and friends.com. Also, you can follow me, host and coach Joyce Barry, on Facebook and Twitter. I do very much value and appreciate my loyal listeners and loyal followers. Peter Marks, how do you want people to connect with you if they want a private reading?
Well, they can connect with me by calling me at 203-206-9353, or I can be reached by all lowercase peter_mrks@yahoo.com. Or if they have a problem, they can call you directly.
And Mark's in that email, he leaves out the A for awesome. So just remember, it's MRKS for awesome. On the homepage of Joyce Barry and Friends, on the upper right is a search bar. And if you put in Peter Marks, all his shows will come up. If you put in a topic, astrology, all those shows will come up. So the website makes it very easy for you to tap into that which interests you. 203-206-9353. Be sure to mention my name or this show for a private reading, and that will get you a significant discount offered to guests, people who are loyal listeners of our show. So when you book your appointment, mention me, mention the show, and I promise you a significant discount. We don't want you to get scared away that Peter is world-renowned and has readings around the world with incredible celebrities all around the globe. Okay, Peter, do we all have spiritual guides?
We all have spiritual guides. Some of us have one, others may have two, and others have three. The more evolved somebody is on a spiritual level, and what do I mean by spiritual level? I have met people throughout my life that have come into this world and they are not materialistic at all. They live very simple lives. These individuals are into becoming, or they are vegetarians. They take time out during the day or the week to go and assist people. Money is a turnoff to them. They are not into the monetary aspect of life. Very highly spiritual people that come here, in many cases, they're spirits that have mastered the materialism in a past life, and they've decided to come in as a teacher. They have decided to come in as a shaman. They have decided to come in to change the vibration of our society. And what I want to say is vibration. We live in a society of both positive and negative vibration, as we have learned from Beverly Nadler, who is your health guru. We live in a vibrational society where we connect with the energy, and if it's positive, then we choose to connect with that positive energy. We will want to disseminate and give out that positive negative, that positive energy. There are certain individuals that come in and they are in a very avaricious, nefarious state of energy, and they are attracted to negative energy. So the souls that I have chosen to work with are on a very high vibrational level. They're connected to the universal law, and these guides actually come to us and they appoint angels to us. We all have angels. If we're ever in a crisis or a medical situation and we pray, these guides and master guides will come to us if we're willing to first listen, and second, if we're willing to change our thinking. Because, Joyce, you mentioned at the inception of the show, thoughts are energy. They're very powerful energy. And if we use that energy to help ourselves, if we get up every day and we thank God for our blessings, instead of looking at all the negative that happens in our life, we will have a much more enriched life. And I want to let your audience know this. We are all the masters of our own destiny. We can't blame Satan. We can't blame some evil force. We choose between good and evil. And a lot of that, I realize, also shows up in the readings that come out and also through the natal charts that I do for people.
Very good, Peter. Regarding spiritual guides, when asked, how do we know that these are our guides? For me, two came to me with names I've never heard of. They weren't common names. There wasn't a name of anyone I knew or read or heard of. So when they were introduced as my guides, I knew they were my personal guides. And I now talk to them quite often. So that's how it was for me that I knew, because it wasn't a name that were familiar with me. And it could be, as you said, one, two, or three. I have two, which are fine for me. I believe you have three, Peter. Is that correct?
I believe I have three, yes. They're saying to me they had no problem if I mentioned them. Zahartma, who is a seventh-level master guide, he was killed in Nepal over 2,000 years ago. I was introduced to him over 20 years ago. It was one of the most amazing experiences that I've ever had in my life. I am working with him. I'm also working with a Kutumi, and Kutumi is also a master guide. When they came to me, I started to change my thinking process. I started to change also my behavior. And they told me in their teachings that if I did things more on not an individual level, but if I did my work on a global level, meaning that I wasn't just out for my own self-aggrandizement, that I wanted to help others, they would work with me. That is the key, I feel, in this life. We have to use our gifts for a global level, and you can't have any prejudice. You can't feel that you are superior to one group, ethnic group, or a race. We are all children of God, and we're all here to help and support one another. When your guides come in, you'll know it, because it's like a bolt of lightning that hits you on a conscious level, and after you have that epiphany, you feel compelled to change your thinking, your life, and the connections around you. You want to love people no matter if they are hurtful to you or if they're mean. You will forgive them, and you will find the place in your heart to project love to them. And that's how you know you're working with master guides.
And do you ever get conflicting information? You have three. Is it majority rules or what?
I normally listen to all of them, and then I analyze the information. Most of the time, they are in congruency with one another because their energy and their words bring me to a higher level. I do also want to say this to you. The English vocabulary, in many ways, is very limited because of the fact that we have words to describe how we want to articulate ourselves. But when they come to me, words can't always describe the message that is coming through. It's an innate feeling. And if those feelings inspire me, I know that they are good. If they were to come and say to me, go out and hurt somebody, or this is the person that we want you to attack, I would know that that is coming more from what I consider a poltergeist and an evil spirit than from a higher master.
Right. But if you have conflicting information, how do you know which one to go with? Your guides are obviously good guides. They're not bad guides. So how do you know which way to go when it's different?
Well, the one way I know how to go is they all three came to me at one time and they said, we want you to be a speaker and to talk and disseminate our knowledge, and we want you to do this with Joyce Barry. Well, once I researched you, I realized how could I go wrong, and I followed the intuition of all of them. Then I also realized at the time somebody connected us, and you know it. You know when you are going to be doing something positive, because it seems to unfold. It seems to just effortlessly work out. If the guides give you information and you're constantly struggling, then you realize that maybe this isn't the path that I should be following.
Yeah,
so
that
makes,
that
a,
little, yes,
that
makes a lot of sense. Go ahead. What you're saying.
Yeah, when I do projects with people or groups or organizations, if it seems to unfold in a very, I want to say, obsequious way, if it just happens naturally, I know it's meant to be. If I get phone calls, oh, I don't know if we can do this, we've got to wait, the timing isn't quite right, then I realize that it's not meant to be. And that's how I govern my life, and that's how I deal with people. It just seems to be. I've been told by my guides to let things be. They will be in control of it. And it happens because it's meant to be part of that perfect world of spiritual unfoldment, because on a spiritual level, everything is perfect.
True. Everything is meant to be, and there are no coincidences, and everything happens for a reason. Okay, on the board we have 860989. Shirley, I believe that's you. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it. My name is Shirley Blows.
And Shirley, I took your call because on my desk right here, I have your magazine, Natural Awakenings. It's a magazine I pick up every month that gives me incredible information on what's healthy and referrals, resources. So kudos to you for participating in something like that.
Well, you know, that's really what the world is about now. They want green, organic, sustainable information that's relevant, that's current, and that is usable, immediately usable. So that's pretty much why it comes out monthly, and also why we do a lot of local articles, people who are experts in their field of what they do. So that's everything from organics to new technologies, those kinds of things that help people with their health. It's about health, really, when it comes right down to it, right?
And it's one of the best, for sure. A little bird told me there's going to be some article coming out on Peter Marks. Can you share when that will be? I can't wait to get enough copies to disseminate.
I will get that to you. I don't have the publishing date yet. So that's always a process. So I don't have the exact
date yet. Well,
I know
you have good taste choosing him to interview, so that gives
no
you
question.
A lot of credit.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, Peter.
How did you find out about Peter?
You know, like anything else, a referral. You know, somebody says somebody about something and you hear it more than once, you make the connection. So that's what I did.
Well, good for you, because I always love this magazine. I pick it up every month. By the way, folks, they say the best things in life are free, and it is free to the public. I'm looking at it right now about the healthy planet, the heart of a woman, keep it strong, supplements for a healthy heart. There is so much information. I highly, highly recommend it. And as I said, I can't wait for Peter's to come out, the article.
It won't be long. You won't be long. Don't hold your breath, but you won't be long.
I won't hold my breath, but feel free to call on me if you need any kind of a reference endorsement. He's extraordinary, and I'm happy to support any endeavor he does.
I appreciate that so much, and we appreciate you taking my call.
Absolutely, and I look forward to every month getting awakened the natural way.
There you go. That's a great way of putting it.
thank you so much for calling in. Appreciate it.
You bet. Have a great day. Thank you.
And to you as well. And, Peter, I'm looking forward to that article.
Yes, well, down the road, I am visualizing it. And, you know, most of all, besides myself, and I don't always like to focus on myself, I love to read about other gifted people in the organic field, healers in the field, educators in the field. Collectively, we really make up what I consider the spiritual world of consciousness. And I'm like a little speck in this global world, and there are so many talented people out there. You know, the other person I also wanted to bring up to your listening audience, and I do consider him a friend, is I love listening to Dr. Bernie Siegel and his research and his work dealing with his clients, and every time he's on the air, I try to call in and connect and ask questions. So there are so many wonderful people also that you connect with. And I want people to know, don't always just tune in to when I'm on. Your show is on Monday through Friday. You have the most amazing writers and poets and guests on your show. And your program is a gift from the universe, and I feel so more enriched every time I listen to a program, and I feel that I'm growing in leaps and bounds spiritually because of what you do.
Thank you so much for that. Again, in this magazine, Natural Awakenings, it's a lot about organics, and that is my favorite thing, the organic world. So let me give you that website, healthyandorganic.net. That's healthyandorganic.net. I use all those products. You can order them online. You can even call me and talk to me about it because I so love them. They're so healthy. They're non-toxic, no chemicals, healthyandorganic.net. And I'll even release my number because I'm so happy when people live their life the healthy and organic way. You can reach me at 561-471-0535. You can even call me if you have any questions about Peter and his readings. And as I said, just mentioning me or the show, you'll get a significant discount. Let me go to one more person on the board before I go back to the interview, and that's Mary Angela, 414. I know she's had many readings. I know she is a major fan of yours, Peter Marks. Hi, Mary Angela.
Hello, darling and darling. How are you today?
Hi, darling.
Hey, darling. I finally, Peter, thank you. I did get that. You've been on my case for, I think, a couple years now about a health issue. And I was putting it off, because the person that was helping me wasn't available yet. So we're on track, and thank you very much for that. So,
Mary Angela, having had several readings, is there anything you want to tell our listening audience about how worthy it is to be read by the one, the only, Peter Marks?
Peter is pretty much spot on. He doesn't sugarcoat because the guides are just coming in, telling them like it is. And like I said, I was putting something off, and then I just decided, no, I got to get this taken care of. And so the guides continued to keep saying something about a health issue, and I was I was ignoring it, and then it got to a point I couldn't ignore it anymore, and so I seeked out help. And I'm very, very grateful to Peter and his guides that I did that. So with much gratitude and love to you, Peter, you're the best. You rock it and keep rocking it.
Thank you, darling. I appreciate that.
From me, I want to just say I miss you in our chat room. The days that you went into the chat room, you managed it, you livened it up, so you're very sorely missed. So at any time you want to hop back in, JoyceBarryandFriends.com, you'd be most welcome.
Oh, thank you, Dolly. Miss you, too. And have a blessed, blessed St. Patrick's Day. Yay! To the Irish.
Yay for the Irish, the Jewish, the Muslims, the Catholics. We love everybody
yep.
equally.
Right.
Okay,
absolutely.
Thank you for
love
calling
you.
In. I want to go back to the interview because I have so many more questions. With so many questions, so little time. Peter, how do you connect with the deceased to get information?
Normally with the deceased, I have my own unique way of tapping into them. Names will provide a vibration, but normally in order to get the right person, I ask for their date of birth. Once I ask for the date of birth, they just pop in. There have been times where people have said to me, well, can you read for my uncle? And then 10 people with the same name popped in. So, and it gets very confusing. So I use the date of birth, and at times I will use a ring or an article or clothing or whatever that is very personal to them. They are living in a vibration that is quite different than ours. They know what's going on around us. They watch us. They are there to assist us. So everybody is capable of tuning into them. You just have to still your mind, and then they will come to you. They can come to you in a song. They can come to you by leaving money in your home, your apartment. They may move something. They do give us indications that they are with us.
And is that something that you tap into a lot, or are you more on the physical plane where they are here with us now?
Well, they sometimes they're here. Other times they will send somebody in to let me know that they will be coming in. They're not always readily available because they go to school on the other side. There are spiritual classes set up. But once I call them in, they get the notice from because they will hear us or their teachers will hear us, and they will come in. As I'm talking, I'm getting smiley.
Oh, Smiley. That was my dad's nickname. Wow, that was my father.
Yes,
everyone called him Smiley.
As we are talking, I just got the name, and they said to me, Smiley is here. I'm loving the show. I love what's going on. All of you are doing a great job. She is so gifted. Without even thinking about it, he just hit me and he said, let her know Smiley is here.
Wow. I haven't heard that in a while because, as I said, when he was alive, that was his nickname. Wow. My father's with me. Good to know. Thank you, Peter.
Yes.
Appreciate that.
Yes. Yes. So that's how it works, honey.
So getting back to the deceased, how did you know you could do that, connect with those who have passed? How did you know about that special gift?
Well, I knew about that when I was actually very young, and I was sitting in a room, and I was watching people walk into the room, but they looked translucent, and I said to the hostess of the party that I was at, do you see what I see? And she said, what are you talking about? I said, three people just walked in, and I could actually, they're translucent. You can see through them. And she said, Peter, you better stop drinking the Coca-Cola. I think it's gone to your brain. And from that time on, I realized that when I'm in certain environmental situations, they can come to me. When they feel they're going to be recognized, because a lot of people will reject them. They won't speak to them. They want to be honored, and they want to be respected, and they want to be remembered. So, and I'm getting confirmation from Smiley. He's saying when we come, we want everybody to know that we are still here and we are one step away from having contact with our family. So that is how it works. Other people get chills. They get chills. They feel very cold or they feel very hot. Other people will say they get a feeling that something isn't quite right at the time, and then a spirit will come to them. Everybody has a different method of connecting with the spiritual side. And you have it also. You guys are telling me you have it, but you don't always use it.
About me? Or are you talking generically to the audience? No, I do know I have it. And I do use it. So I will say that. I absolutely know I have it. I can't tell you just in the last week alone how many messages I got that I acted on immediately, and it turned out to be exactly right on. Something minor, but I'll just share it with you as an example because it happened yesterday. I have a restaurant I really enjoy, the Panda Express. They have extraordinary Chinese food that I really like. The portions are generous. I love the help, and I go there every couple of weeks and take out a big order. Just yesterday, I called them. I knew I was going there Monday, but something made me call rather than wait till Monday. And I asked for the manager, who I know, and they all take such good care of me there. And I said, do you have any new dishes coming out or just came out? He says, I can't believe you're asking me today, just today, a new dish we're introducing came out. I said, you're kidding? He said, no. I said, I got the message to call, because we're getting a big order on Monday, and I just knew it. He said, honestly, it came out today. It's a whole marinated shrimp dish. I said, I love shrimp. That's one of my favorite things. He said, it came out today. And that is true. And lots of little things like that happen. Lots of big things happen, and all kinds of things in the middle. But I kept getting this message to call when, as you know, when you go to a restaurant for takeout, you can ask, do you have anything new or anything you recommend? I just had a call, and it's one of my favorite things, shrimp. So that's a small thing. But when you believe you have the gift, small, big, it doesn't matter. Just to be open to it is the key. With the people that are deceased, Peter, with them, do you ask for them or do they just present themselves?
At times I have to ask for them. Other times they present themselves. If they have died in a very mysterious way, many of them want to come back and clarify and rectify what the forensic doctor has determined at the time of their death. If they were evil in any way, if they've hurt people, if they were involved in a murder or some other horrific act of violence, many times they're embarrassed to come in because they don't want to be judged. So I have to be very careful, Joyce, also, because if I'm working with spirits and they are not of a loving nature, after I call them in, I have to cleanse myself with the white light. I have to bring the white light around me. I've got to sage my room, whatever room I'm in. So we've got to be very careful, even with something. And people today still play with the Ouija boards, and they feel it's a game, and they have fun. A lot of times you can bring in very evil forces, and you can't get rid of them. Because when they come in and they feel they're invited, they don't want to leave. So everybody's got to be very careful about who they want to speak to.
And, folks, I want to give you the number again for your own reading with Peter Marks, 203-206-9353. Do mention me or the show, and I promise you, you will get a significant discount. Peter, is meditation a path to the spiritual world? Do you do it through meditation where you ask questions and tap into the answers?
Meditation is one form into the spirit world. Meditation actually is the method on this planet, this mundane life. When we meditate, we actually get together in a group or individually, and we focus in. It could be a candle, it could be a song, it could be an ocean, it could be a breeze. We focus in on one or several things to calm our minds down. Meditation is one form. Also going in and dealing with people with energy, I want to say yoga is a form, exercise is a form, Pilates is a form. Whatever you're attracted to that gives you a sense of peace and well-being will assist you in connecting. The other thing that I also wanted to mention that I think Shirley had brought up, things connected with organic products. When we eat a proper diet, and a proper diet means it's an organic, it's vegetables, it could be poultry, it could be chicken, whatever. When we eat a proper diet, that aligns our spiritual third eye with the spiritual world, and we can very easily connect with the other side.
Peter, what was your most memorable reading? What were you've been doing this for years, countless readings a day. What was your most memorable reading?
My most memorable reading was, oh God, that was years ago. Most memorable reading, I believe, was I actually did a reading at Mar-a-Lago, which is in Palm Beach. And I remember sitting down with a woman who was not openly really ready to hear anything I said. And I kept on saying to her, I see you surrounded by sports and sports. And I'm sitting there and I'm getting a little disconcerted over doing the readings. And I said to her, I'm sorry, in your particular situation, I'm not tuning in. And she said, well, what are you getting? I said, sports teams, sports teams. She started laughing, and she said to me, the reason you're picking that up is my husband passed away and left me with two football teams.
Wow.
Then after that, she said, you pick up anything? And I said, yes. You're here now because I feel that you have decided to make this one of your last trips. The woman also was afflicted with cancer, and at the time she didn't really, she had gone to the doctor. I had told her to go to a doctor within the next week. I found out she was diagnosed with it. So many of them come to mind. The other most awesome meeting, I also have to say that I enjoyed immensely is when I first connected with you. And I did a reading for you, and I felt, my God, I was amazed of what my guides had given to me, the information, the knowledge. And so far, they have been correct when I relayed the information to you.
Thank you, Peter, for all of that. As we're winding down here, I cannot leave without asking you your most profound experience as a psychic or a medium, your most profound experience.
My most profound experience, God, that is, God, when I think about that very, very quickly, my most profound experience was my connection with the Dharma. I met the Dharma through, at that time, a girlfriend of mine. I was a at that time I was doing psychic work and medium work, and I connected with the Dharma, who actually brought me up to the seventh dimension. And when I spiritually connected with him, with my soul, and I went to that dimension, I cannot describe in words how beautiful, how wonderful, how, I'm at a loss for words. I was totally in a state of unconditional bliss and love. And when I came back, I will admit, I sat on a couch for a half an hour and I just cried because it was so surreal. It was, I'm at a loss for words, but after that, I realized that there's more to this life than just the mundane, and we are all part of this collective consciousness, and we're all going to eventually end up in a state of nirvana and perfection, which is heaven.
Peter, it was a wonderful interview. I want to tell you folks that really wanted to hear Peter's readings and see how good he is for yourself. We have countless shows over the last several years. Simply go to JoyceBarryandFriends.com. In the upper right search bar, put Peter Marks, and you can click on any of those shows and you'll hear them live. All people that have called in from around the world and the readings, you'll hear it for yourself. You'll know for yourself how good he is. Again, when you call him, be sure to mention my name or the show, and you will get a great discount. That's a promise. 203-206-9353. Peter, what message do you want to leave with our listening audience? What is your message?
My message is, well, I apologize for not being able to get to specific people to give them a mini reading. My message is that we are all on a daily basis, we are collected, we were born in the state of love, and that on a global level, even though right now we turn on the news, we turn on the radio, and we're bombarded with thousands and thousands of negativity every day, please do not feed into this. Realize that we are spirits having a human experience, and we can change the world in harmony. We can turn the world around from changing our thought process, and I want everybody to come together today to do that, and I want everybody to love and to listen to your show every single Monday through Friday, to the Joyce Barry and Friends show. And I love everybody, and I look forward to speaking with them in the future. And thank you for being part of our listening audience.
And thank you, Peter, for being an extraordinary guest. Always welcome on our show. Folks, my message is to make someone happy today. Pay it forward, pay it backward. Do a random act of kindness. And we want so much for you to be happy, to be joyful. So in that way, we invite you to sing along with us, dance along with us, and laugh along with us. And you can do that right here, right now, to the Joyce Barry Mash. Thank you, Peter Marks. We love you. Thank you to our loyal listeners, our followers, which includes those who follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and certainly on the show. God bless you, and join us for laughter, songs, and dancing, the Joyce Barry Mash. And here we go. And a technical difficulty. There we go.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop, I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry mash.
Joyce Barry mash.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry mash. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again, as Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry mash.
Joyce Barry mash.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry mash.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun.
Wow.
She's a home business wizard, and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry mash.
Joyce Barry mash.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
do the Joyce Berry Mash.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Berry and Friends.